Welcome, everybody. This is Dojo Download. We are on, me and Talon Osato here, the two nights of what an intro. I don't know what I'm saying. Hatsu 2026, guys. Woohoo! January is here. And
yay!
And we've seen the matches, me and Talon Osato. You've seen both Judio and Makoji.
Like I said in the pre episode, I kind of slept through Judio. I woke up, waited to see the Doyo Iri of Judio, and then I woke up through the first match of Makoji.
I see.
So,
don't ask me to remember things from the pre-show because my memory is that of a fish.
No worries, but yeah, I have the sheet open of the Kyokai with the Judo matches. So if we want to start with this, we can.
Let's do. I don't think Makushita has had anything interesting really that I've saw.
Let me check.
Let's see the Tonikumi. Because if need be, I'll go quickly watch a match.
Himokamaru lost. Fukuzaki won.
Miyano Fuji lost. But Shimazumi won. On his way back. Arashi Fuji, the old Matsui, has won his first match with his new name. Miyano Fuji, always disappointing me, has lost his first one. Tokuno Musashi from Musashigawa has won his one versus Satoru Fuji. The guy who is always playing fifth fiddle to the, no, not even fifth, like 10th fiddle to the whole Isega Hamabeya. Poor Satoru.
He kind of gets a lot, so that's quite disappointing.
Yeah, he's on a 3 basho Makakoshi streak, which is not great. Not by a lot, he's not doing great.
I mean, he got 3 and 4 last time, but the last 2 basho he got 5 and 2s.
Who?
Ikarigata.
I was talking about Satoru Fuji. No, yeah, Ikarigata. He's weird. He's weird.
Fuji's quite disappointing.
Yeah, Satoru Fuji. Yeah. But, Ikarigata also very weird path. Because he's very young, but he's like, he's bigger in both aspects to his brother, Fujinokawa. So, if he was like the same technicality as his brother, he should be doing okay. But, well, Fujinokawa took a while. Like, he climbed the ranks steadily, so it's not that much of a matter. He got stuck in Makushita for like a year and a half, so it's okay.
Ikarigata's still young. He's hanging
very
out.
Young. He's very young. So, so good for him.
Shouzan lost. Should we talk about the first match of the first day? Because it's quite a big one.
The first match of the Torikumi. Yeah. Please talk the audience through it.
Well, the first match of the first day of the first basho of 2026 kicked things out between two guys that I think we will be talking for a while. Both men, not just the big one. It was Asahi Fuji versus Tensho Yama. Asahi Fuji, the big new monster. Well, new. We've been talking about him for years?
Four
years we've been, hyping him up.
Yeah, I've recently gone over his the news articles about him. He's living in Isegahama for the last 4-ish years.
So I got my numbers right.
Oh, yeah. So, and then there was the whole thing of like.
Yeah, Torino Fuji retired, but they absorbed Yagino.
which
So they
had
had
the
the
Nao Toshinofuji
Yeah.
in it. And then the Jesse was like, we don't care, just debut now. And so he has
Just
debut
cool.
now.
And Tensho Yama, who I don't think Tensho Yama made that much waves compared
In
to, well,
my,
to be fair,
no,
we
he's just the tallest active Ricochet at this moment, I believe.
Yeah, and he is massive.
He is big
And
in both sense of the word.
and he gave a good run
Oh,
to the
yeah.
new Asahi Fuji. So that's why I'm like, this guy is gonna be like, both guys are gonna be fun to see. Tensho Yama lost, Asahi Fuji won,
But
but it was,
it wasn't
yeah.
easy. It was not
It
easy.
felt like a judo
It
fight.
did. It did.
I
Really
don't
did.
want to say Makuchi fight, but great belt fighting from both.
I was surprised on Tensho Yama's front. That was pretty good.
I saw training of him, and he was beating Hatsuyama and Tohakuryu. So the guy is good. The guy is big, and the guy is good.
Wow, okay. I was not
So,
aware to his
you know,
game.
he's quite my underdog. Well, you know, a big dog, but my underdog. I want to see more of him, and you know, I think I won't be that much disappointed. And Asai Fuji, now we'll see if he goes 7-0, or if someone can step up and beat him, which I don't think they exist yet.
Yeah,
At
well,
least not in those ranks.
we shall see.
Oh,
Yes,
by
that
the
was the
way,
first
oh
match
my
of the
God.
day. I'm sure people who were there were really looking forward to the Asahi Fuji fight. Like the first proper match from him. Like he already has Fuji on Mage, and now he has the Sagari on his belt. He is on.
It's started. It started.
It has started, yes.
And
It has.
I'm sorry, you have to ra watch his profile on the NSK, 'cause his face is glorious.
Oh yeah, he is. He
He
like
look he look he looks like a carp.
he looks ready to eat anything in front of him
Yeah, even if
for
it's
victory's
child.
sake. Yes.
Yeah, even if it's kids, he's gonna eat
He's
them.
like, I'm going for you. Oh, it's
He gives
great.
me a mix between Teruno Fuji and Kakuryu face.
Yes. I see it. I see it.
I don't know if it's great or terrible. I
I
think
think
it's both.
that's I think it's both. I think it's both.
But
And then,
yeah,
well, let's
that was
jump all the way up to judo. We
yeah.
had the first judo match was also incredible. From two guys,
Yeah, you saw
I was
it.
not expecting a long match, but it was a long match.
Yeah, and a spirited fight, a moving fight. Kazuma, for the heaviest man in the two top divisions, moves very well.
And the guy with no knees, Hakuyozan, moving incredibly. Like
Holding his
hanging
own, I
on the, I was like hanging on the rope for a good while on his knees, and I'm like, guy, you're gonna break a third knee. I don't know from where, but you're gonna create a third knee just to break it. But no, and
But
he won against this massive young guy, which is Kazuma. This judo veteran just like was able to slap him down. Incredible.
So I think quite disappointing start for Kazuma, but not
Totally.
disappointing fight.
No.
And he's gonna get Kachikoshi at
He's
least, bare
like there's a lot
minimum.
of people down there who he's able to beat. Should be able to beat.
They
Another
want
very
Noryu and
much.
Kyo Kaido.
Oh yes, the Wanoryu, very good, quick match. That was very clean from him. Well done. Kyokukayu also patient. Finally got some good sumo in at the beginning. And another very spirited fight was Meisei Kitanawaka. That was really good. I was scared that we were seeing the last of Meisei, but maybe not. Maybe still
I
has
slept through
a.
that, so
Oh no, he fought well. He fought well.
I'm gonna check Don Don while we are
Yeah,
talking,
yeah, yeah.
so I can see
But
if he
like not
got it
many
in.
outstanding ma Oh well, Shirokuma won against Fujiryuga, which is good for Shirokuma. And
Yeah, that was
Daisaizen won against Kagayaki, Fujiseyu won against Kotoiho. So the top three, all of Juryo faced their counterparts today. So now they'll be
And
facing
no
each other.
Kyujo, I think.
No Kyujo so far, I believe, from Juryo. Yeah, we have the full Juryo on.
So that's nice.
That is nice.
Atami, not Atami Fuji, Takeru Fuji, lost, and
Well, he had
will.
lost to Tamashoho before. Tamashoho is a sleepy guy. He is very tricky. So why am I saying like to defend Takeru Fuji? I don't care about Takeru Fuji. He can crap whatever he wants. Yeah, not impressed by Takeru Fuji. He was strong, obviously. He came off fast and strong, but Tamashoho just slapped him down, really. Pretty much what
Yeah,
happened. That's
I
not.
mean, quite disappointing, but I know
Yep.
you love Takeru Fuji, so yeah.
Oh yes, I'm Takeru Fuji's number one fan. I have his merch. I
You
have
just don't know
a
it.
face tattoo saying Takeru Fuji, my god. Yeah. Like for me, I just like he doesn't. I don't hate him. I don't like him. It's fine. He's
Yeah,
fine.
it's just a meh.
He's just a man. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I was really impressed when he won. Usually, like, good to him, and I like seeing records being broken. But like, oh, another Makuuchi debut, getting the Yusho. But like, feels more of a. How do you say? Feels more of like a.
It was a mid cold.
Yeah, it was.
Like
How do I say? How
it
was the
was like,
word?
oh, nice. Anyway, you know.
Exactly. It was a. Not an accident, but definitely like a special
Yeah, and there
occasion.
was so many things happening. Oh no, Sato's coming in and he's coming in and you know, we still had Ochiai who was still going like so many good things. You can like, okay, this happened
We
anyway.
still had Ochiai,
You
no
know,
way. He was
well, it
already
was
Hakuho,
no, it
wasn't
was
he?
no, yeah, it was like Hoho, but we still had him like quite in there before
Right.
he pulled out and got the
Yeah,
surgery.
yeah. Well, let's see. The Basho Takeru Fuji got a Yusho was the Basho they retired Hokuseiho. So,
Damn, that was so long ago.
Shin Ozeki Kotonoaka, by the way. We had four Ozeki. We had Kirishima, Hoshoryu, Takakeisho, and Kotonoaka in this order. Tsurugishio was Maegashira 6, which seems insane now. Ono Sata was Maegashira 5. Roga was having a new highest rank of Maegashira 15. So the division has changed a lot. We had Onosho still active, Hokuto Fuji still active, Myogiryu and Endo both still active. I think those are the
It's like
retirements.
a
Yeah,
decade.
wow. So like the division has changed a lot since March 2 years ago. Obviously, it's
And for the
been.
better, obviously.
Yeah. Now it's very
And
interesting. Okay, well, getting into Makuuchi. Asa Hakuryu, obviously, got his first win versus Hatsuyama, the other debutant in the division.
yeah.
And one of the best matches of the day was Oshoumi Asanayama, and this guy was clean. It wasn't
Why is
clean, but he was very good at fighting Asanayama.
that? Asanoyama took it too easy.
I think so.
I'm not too worried about Asanoyama. I'm honestly not.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna be running 12-3 like he has been in Johto. But if he takes, you know, takes things easy, he can hang in. It was just a bit of a poor footwork against
Yeah,
Oshomi.
he needs to be, I think, If he wants to win, he has to like be decisive, beat the guy people were scared of. Problem
Yeah,
is,
he has
people are
to
not very
decide
much
for it.
scared of because he's back into his division, so people are like, okay. But yeah.
Yeah, they need to be afraid.
And then we had the weirdest match of the day, by far, which was like, what the fuck was Asakoryu thinking?
It was so obvious, the air pull.
Was, and why? Why? He was not even doing Hatake Komis on him.
Yeah, and giving a Honsoku to Ryu then, like, come on,
Come
Asakoryu, do
on,
better.
really?
At
Like
least kick him
we
in the
can hit the
balls if you.
guy. We can hit the guy, but we don't need to do Hansoku against him.
Yeah, if you do a Honsoku, kick him in the balls.
Yeah, might
Like,
as well go all out,
at
punch
least,
him in the face, something like that. Be on the news, don't hair pull.
come on.
But yeah,
Keep
that
it
was the
flashy.
he was winning and he got a hair pull in for absolutely no gain or reason. Again,
And the
more power to
best,
him.
because there was a hair pull, there was a Monoi, and the chief judge
Oh
called Asakoryu,
yes.
Asakoryu,
Yeah, he was
and
like,
that got a pop.
oh, that was hilarious.
That was glorious.
That was amazing. It was like, Asashoryu, no, I mean Asakura, and like the crowd was like laughing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I don't know
We
who
have
the judge was. I didn't see his face, but
I don't remember. I was mid sleeping. I just
yeah,
heard
I
things and I was like, did I hear that right?
yeah.
And then the video I was watching it on was like, he called him, I saw you. I was like, okay, I heard it right. But it was a good fight. A
Was a
little
good
funny
fight.
fight.
It was a good bout.
Yeah. We only had good fights,
We only had
really.
good
It
fights.
was
Really, I
good.
didn't. There was a funny one. Going back to Juri, it was a funny one. Tochitaka Asasuiru. Asasuiru tried to sidestep, but matching it, to then grab on the belt or something. But
Yeah.
Tochitaka just stroke him and like. Asasuiru just went flying to the side. Like, it was one slap and he fell down. It looked like he fell down on himself. So that was kind of funny.
It was really funny.
It
It
was
was
really
really
funny.
funny.
Going back to Makoichi.
Shishi Mitsuki killed me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, Shishi Mitakeumi.
Shishi Mitsuki was also a very good fight.
Yeah,
I liked
yeah.
it. It was a good fight. And
What I
Gunno
found.
Yama Roga.
Oh, yes. That was.
Gunno
That was.
It was insane. Because Roga had a good position. Drove Gunno Yama to the ropes. Had a Nodowa on Gunno Yama. And I
Oh
don't
yeah.
know what happened. Gunno Yama probably used the force. And threw Roga away. Drove back into Roga. Roga got, by magic, double inside grip. And drove Gunno Yama to the edge and threw him out. It was a great fight,
It was like
honestly.
very
I like
seesawy. It was very
it.
interesting.
Yeah, and the use of the force, very,
Yeah, the
very
force,
unusual.
the Torikumi team will have to think about it.
Yeah.
And then one that was really interesting was Oshoma Fujinokawa, because like that's why you
Yeah.
cannot get complacent with anybody, because Oshoma, he seems like, well, okay, he's gonna do nothing. Well, like, he did something and then suddenly Fujinokawa was on the ground, so gotta be careful. Because like
Yeah.
Fujinokawa was
Oshoma.
control.
Go first, go first.
No, I think we're gonna say something. Go.
I was just gonna say Oshoma is very feels lukewarm.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't appear to he does not have a, like a strong tachi-ai, a sharp tachi-ai, but the guy is a legit very good wrestler.
Yeah.
You know. And Fujinokawa, great fire, great spirit. Sometimes the body will just not be big enough to get
Yeah.
those guys down. And that was a good example why.
Yeah. It is what it is for Fujinokawa many times, but
Yeah.
he
I
is
still think he can
already,
hold it.
yeah, I think like in terms of pressure, he's already higher ranked than his dad was, so I think that pressure is already kind of like off. But now he has to
Yeah.
match the other Fujinokawas, but getting to like Sanyaku and Sekiwake, so like that's a big call for a short guy like
I feel
him.
he can do it. I feel like he can do it.
I will love to.
Yeah,
for
he's a
him to do
bit
it.
he's still young and kind of injury prone, I fear.
Yeah, because he's.
Especially in this style.
Yeah, with that style, like being hyper aggressive.
Yeah, and hyper aggressivity gets you beat, you know, he gives a beat down, but he gets a beat down.
Exactly, that sort of thing.
So I'm a bit afraid. I just hope for the best. Because I really like
And also, Atami Fuji, he's just too big. He's too big for his own body now. He couldn't stop his own momentum to go out. He kind of gave up at the edge. And like, God, what this guy, this guy.
I love that he tried to shove Daisho, but his arm didn't reach Daisho at the end. He was like flapping his arm. That was really funny to me.
Oh, Tommy Fuji is funny. He's a good addition to the division. I think Maegashira is his level, really, because
Yeah,
don't see him
I feel
improving
like
quickly.
a good joy wrestler.
A good joy wrestler, yes. And he is funny. So we like him. We like him. And then I think, in my opinion, the match of the division, the match of the day today, was Oho Hakuno Fuji. That
It was a
was
great fight.
great Tawada work. Just how, I don't know what sort of muscle work you do on your pinkies to be able to only stand up with your pinkies, but somehow Hakuno Fuji just stood there while Oho was trying to push him out. Good thing is that Oho was too high, so he had to readjust, and the moment he went down to readjust his height, Hakuno Fuji just like took him to the side, and that was clean. That was great feeling from Hakuno Fuji. First win against Oho, because Oho leads him 3-1. So that's good for him. Good to get.
You could see Akuno Fuji was pumped after winning. And when you have a guy that is higher, taller than you, that gets a double inside grip, you're kind of fucked.
You are.
Yeah, because it raises you up and you lose the leverage. And I think Akuno Fuji got really lucky that he got both belts, both hands on the belt. A bit of an outside grip, kind of funky,
Yeah.
but it made it work, and I'm so glad.
I am really glad.
Yeah, I think both will get Takachi Koshi this time.
Yeah, no, Oho looked good. It is a wrestler
He
that,
got
yeah,
that fire.
he's good against Hakuno Fuji, so wanna see more of him doing stuff, but let's see. And then we, well, this was the first match with Asenyaku. Then we got a very close Takayasu Takanosho affair. Was it? Actually, I might be misremembering. Let me open it.
No, it was very straightforward, to be
Was it?
fair.
Okay. Then I'm thinking about another match.
Takayasu drove inside. They got locked at the Tawara for a bit, and Takayasu just overpowered. Very straightforward, simple sumo, easy Takayasu win.
I see. Good. Good.
It's looking good, honestly. He looked good. So, yeah.
And like, okay, now we get to the matches, which are,
Yeah, the
well,
top
no,
ones.
well, we can skip Kirishima and the disappointment that was Wakata Kakage today. And then Aonishikiura went as well as you would have encountered Aonishikiura. Now with now Aonishiki, so Aonishiki won. Then we got to the very good match, which I need to rewatch because I do not remember it clearly enough to talk about it. So you go, Tama, talk about Sakura versus Yoshi.
Goto Sakura looked very solid. Like he looked like we have
Yes.
a strong Ozeki. Both Ozeki are strong. Yoshino Fuji, I feel like Yoshino Fuji could have won, but he overthrew himself.
Yes.
He kind of tried too hard on the offensive, and that's what you gotta try when you fight an Ozeki, but you also have to not throw yourself that much. Like, it's that weird balance of doing much but not too much. But if you try too little, it doesn't work. It's hard. And it's the
Yes.
top of the top. It's the cream of the crop. So I'm not too afraid for Yoshino Fuji. He will might he might hit a ceiling right now at Magashira 1. But I'm not that afraid.
No.
Especially with the fact that Onosato is kind of injured.
Oh,
So
well,
we
let's
don't know how that will
since you
go.
brought up his name, since you brought up Onosato's name, he does not look injured at all. Ichiyamamoto got vaporized instantly, in my opinion.
Yes, but it's Ichi Yamamoto. Ichi Yamamoto, to me, and no hate towards Ichi Yamamoto, but he is out of his depth. You know, he will be smashed down real fast and real hard. I feel. And it both styles, Onosato and Ishiyamamoto, clashes perfectly for Onosato. Ishiyamamoto is not a trickster, he's not a bell fighter, he's not that crazy strong on the tachi-ai that he can hold Onosato. Basically, Ishiyamamoto went on, they both tachi-ai started, he tried to push, Onosato said, "Fuck you." And Ishiyamamoto try like the worst pull attempt, and he was out of the dojo. So I don't want to underplay Onosato's body and strength, but it worked well. Now it's gonna be more telling tomorrow against Oho. I feel.
I think that's a fair assessment, actually. Yeah, we'll have to see.
And we never know, like, he could have been the greatest mastermind, you know, during the Geiko, that Onosato looked weak, and he was saying, "I'm okay," but everybody was saying he's
No, you're
not,
not.
and now he's just gonna kill everybody.
That I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I would be kind of surprised. I would be like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
But who knows?
Who knows? Because yeah, you're like this guy. Because the other times. He's looked bad in practice, and then he's good in the bathroom, so who knows?
He's kind of the same. He gives me the kind of same vibe as Aonishiki, kind of slacking. Well, slacking with puns. Slacking during the Geiko a bit, and during match day, you know, it's the one match that counts, and they make it work. You
Yeah,
know,
it does help that it's one match.
yeah. Yeah, so it's, I think there's 80% mentality and 20%, you know, the body just gotta follow, you know, and they gotta keep their feet under the body. And for now, it works for Onosato with Ishiyamamoto. Tomorrow with Oho, he has a guy that has the body and has the strength to hold him. Will he go through? Will he have resistance? We'll have to see. And looking at Oho today, he may have lost, but he gave a strong fight. And I think if he can get a Yokozuna scalp, he won't say no. We'll wait and see.
Wait and see. Wait and see. And tomorrow we get one guy that I'm waiting at the edge of my seat for him to make Jurio, which is Toshino Fuji. Well, I prefer to say Hakuho, but Toshino Fuji works best. Because now you can say Toshi instead of Sei. Because Sei doesn't really work. And saying Hakuho is a totally another guy. So you always gotta say Sei Hakuho, which is a long name. So Toshi for the friends. Toshino Fuji. He starts tomorrow his tournament, and versus Shiden.
So yeah.
So yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath. Because I think if he loses tomorrow, it's gonna be really hard for him to. If he loses against Shiden, which is like judo guy, but like not the greatest guy ever.
Broken yeah. body.
Exactly. Kinda. And he cannot do it. I'm gonna be like, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. How many makekoshi is that for Shiden? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's on a 6 makekoshi run, Shiden.
Wow.
That is rough.
It is rough. So, don't...
Hello, Kuno!
Hello, Kuno. Welcome. We're talking about tomorrow's matches. But if Toshi cannot only win against... Huh?
Yeah. I was just going to say, only good fights at the top of Makushita tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have Enho versus... Enho's fighting versus Toseryu.
Mm-hmm.
Kazuto will be against Otsuji, former judo guy. Shiman Noumi, the former Makuchi guy, will fight Okaryu, who's quite a good wrestler. Yoshi will be versus Inami.
So the highest ranked guy from Onoe is stable at this moment.
Yeah.
And we Toshino have the, also the bolt order match of Hana Noumi versus Shohoryu.
Ooh, right.
The bolt order match. Well, now there's a new bolt order. Kamito is the new
one.
It's Kamito as well. So Hana Noumi, I guess it's on when... I don't know. Well, he's the bull twirler coming out of Onosato's Heia. And Kamito is the guy coming out of... I forgot the name. Hoshoryu. Who was it before? Before Hana Noumi.
Well, we had Terino Fuji, so it was the guy Satono who retired. Satono Fuji. Satoru. Yeah. Yes,
Satoru.
Satoru. I love it, but...
No, Satoru is another guy. I mean, let me open the Japanese Wikipedia.
It's Satono Fuji.
Oh, God. Wait. The Google Translate is translating Kamito as heavy drinker.
To be fair, on YouTube, he does drink quite a lot. I mean, they all are. Like,
it was Rakanji. Rakanji was a little bit... Yeah, so Kamito now. Then it was a guy called Rakanji, also from Nishinoseki. And then it was Hana Noumi. And before Hana Noumi was Aqua.
Oh, yeah, when we had only Hoshoryu.
Yeah. No, but before it was also... actually, when it was only Hoshoryu, it was Koto Tsubasa, I think. And then... Yeah, it was Koto Tsubasa. And then from Sadako Takai, for some reason. And then it was Hana Noumi from Nishotoseki, and then Akua, and then Hana Noumi again, and then Arakanji, and now Kamito. So I think they will be trading.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Rakanji?
He's a new name, but he's around. He's in Makushita. He fought today. I think he was the first Makushita match. He's Makushita 60. He was a guy just called Sato before, which it does not help. That's why he's gotten a new name recently. Actually, not recently. September 2024. So, you know, catch up, Tama.
I'm bad.
He's making his Makushita debut now. So he was like a Sandame guy, which it's too many people in Sandame.
Yeah, true. And I just realized, tomorrow we have the debut in Makushita of Wakano Fuji.
Oh, yes. Many people... Well, his name is Book Chulun, so many people know that name.
Yeah.
He has received... Book Chulun. He has received a ring name. Wakano Fuji, so yay, another Fuji, and it is the Mount Fuji, so another one, yay.
But the Waka
doesn't mean young. The Waka is from his master, Tochino Waka, which is a two kanji thing, which does not mean young at all. I don't know what it means, but
I don't know either. So I think he's gonna get the Tochi if he gets to Sekitori.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get a Tochinowaka name.
Oh, that would be cool. It's
Yeah,
been a
because
long time.
in Kasugano, a lot of guys got Tochi and then their n family name. Or like ju it was just their family name. And then when they get to Juryo, they get a proper name. Like it was with Tochitaikai, which was let me don't remember his other name. I knew it and I forgot. It was
Tsukahara.
Tsukaha. Oh yes, I remember that. He was Tsukahara. And then with Juryo, he became Tochitaikai. So a lot of guys do have Tochis in their name, but also some other guys don't. So
Yeah,
it's just a
Jesse was
matter of
Mongolian.
yeah, he doesn't have a Japanese name, so Wakano Fuji for now. And then we'll see if he gets a new real name when he gets to Juryo, which I think would be proper to have the Tochi there.
Yeah, and I think he can do it. He I only heard good stuff about him, you know. So.
And
Yeah,
then
so that's for Makushita tomorrow.
Makushita tomorrow. And then we also have in. Let's see if anything other interesting down in the trenches of Sandame. Oh, Mongolian Tatsubayama also fights his first match tomorrow in Sandame.
All
He
right, so it's
he's
a Sandan
the.
Mitsukadashi.
No, he's just de debuting Sandame now. He
Oh.
was. He debuted in Maezumo like 3 Bashwa ago.
Okay, I don't know that. What stable is he
He's
in?
Tokitsukazu's. He's the Mongolian for Tokitsukazu.
Right, so I. Tatsubayama.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, that's why I remember. Yeah, I remember that face. Yeah,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah,
So he fights tomorrow.
Oh, he's.
Nabatame is fighting tomorrow.
Oh, he came back?
He came back. He's now in Sandanme at 28. He fights his first match tomorrow, so
Damn.
all the best to him. Now his other friend is also
Oh,
injured. So poor
yeah.
Futagoyama not having a good time.
Yeah,
Well, did have a good
Futagoyama
time in the
and
past. Now
stuff.
they're coming back, so hopefully Nabatame will be okay.
I think Mita is due for July. I think
July.
I think Nabatame was due in March. So
Really?
that's why I'm surprised.
Okay, well,
But
we'll
I
see.
feel like fighting. Who am I to stop him?
Fair. Nobody else in Judo that I recognize, well, that I recognize, but don't, nothing to talk about in done. And tomorrow,
Booking
because.
guy. No, that's okay. No, wrong wrestler. Wrong wrestler.
Oops. Yeah, this is not the Johnny Den download, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we won't
But
be scrutinizing like 50 matches.
and there's gonna be good fights in the top division.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah, no.
we said,
Juno could,
Oto
yeah,
versus.
because. Yeah, go on.
Oshoryu versus Ichi Yamamoto. Now we can see if Ichi Yamamoto will get a good record or not, because he can be tricky against Oshoryu, because Oshoryu does not have the body and the strong tachi eye of Onosato, you know. So we'll see. Yoshino Fuji versus Aonishiki. That's gonna be a fun one. If Aonishiki can get over that hump that Yoshino Fuji is, or will Yoshino Fuji keep on winning against the Ukrainian? And yeah, just a bunch of good matches. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun day.
It is. It is gonna
Asakura
be
versus
great.
Oshoumi. That's gonna be fun.
Hakone Fuji Wakamoto Haru will be interesting.
Yeah. Tamawashi, Atami Fuji. It's gonna
Oh.
be interesting.
Always is. And then, ooh, Fuji no Kawa Hiranoumi, their first matchup.
Ooh, that's gonna be
That,
fire.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's good. And then for the Oshomi fans, Oshomi Asahakuryu. So we'll see how
Yeah.
good Oshomi is doing this time. Hopefully, Akachi Koshi. But
I
last
mean,
time he
he's
went.
starting with maybe it's gonna be the opposite of last battle. He's gonna win his first eight and then lose the last seven.
That would be
I
very
don't hope,
funny.
but it
That
will
would
be
be
fun.
funny and it would be painful. Shishi Asakuryu, wow, they have an even record, 5-5. And they're so different. So that's an interesting.
Always a fun match.
Yes. Asakuryu is good. Asakuryu is great. I love him.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. The other matches are kind of like run of the mill.
Yeah.
And in judo we have Daisaizen, Fujiseyun, which could be interesting. Sadanoumi, Shirokuma, Fujiryoga, and Shonanoumi.
It's gonna be a fun
Kotokuzan,
one.
Takeru Fuji, Nishinoryu, Tamashoho, I hope Nishinoryu does well. Asasuiru Meisei could be interesting depending on what Asasuiru does.
Nishikigi versus Tsurugisha, a match of the big boys. That's
Oh yeah, big
can be
boys.
a fun belt battle.
Hopefully. Hopefully Tsurugisha is not too hard.
Yeah, I kinda a bit like it's not sad news, but not yet. Tsurugisha got engaged, so that's good news.
Yay.
And he told his now wife that if he loses judo, he will retire. And I don't think there's a kabu for him.
I wouldn't think so.
So I never heard anything about that, so I don't know and I don't think.
He has 20 Basho in Makuuchi, 40 Basho in Juryo. He certainly has enough Basho.
Yeah.
Probably quite a lot of money because I feel like he's popular. Or he was in the past. He was
And
quite
yeah, and
popular.
he's part of Oitekaze, and Oitekaze have good fans.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They have quite a big fan club.
So even if he doesn't get Kabu,
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Wakanoshu Kyokai could be a fun one.
could be both. The skill. Okay.
And
Kyokukayo
Kazuma
is
the
the
one.
one.
Yep,
Yeah.
sorry.
Also, the two new juniors, they will fight tomorrow. No, I'm just surprised that Kyokukayo is 25 in age.
Yeah. Yeah, he's. I mean, who I think is Asahakuryu, who is even older. He's the same age as
Oh yeah, he's 27. He's the same age
Hoshoryu.
as Hoshoryu, yeah.
Yeah.
And
So,
Hoshoryu's younger. He's older than Hoshoryu.
yeah, by a few months, I guess.
A few months, yes.
January 8th.
Asakura just had his birthday, literally like 3 days ago.
I just saw that. And Hoshoryu's in May.
Yes, that's why. But yeah, they are very close in age. Oshima,
But
to complete the trio, is 2 years older.
oh damn.
Yeah, he's gonna be 29 in
Oh.
April.
Oh damn.
Yeah, he's much older than both of them. I'm surprised.
Yeah. That's funny. Cuz since we see him as a trio,
Yeah,
it's
we would think they would be similar. I mean, they're close in age, but they're not exactly the same year, which is curious. Like, it's not even the year before. It's like 2 years before that.
Yeah, it's not like he's born December
No, no.
98. No, he's
April
born.
97. Oh, well. Yeah, well, that's about it for the matches of tomorrow. We gotta wait for day eight though, which is Emperor is visiting Sumo.
Yeah, first time in 5 years.
5 years,
I think it was
yeah.
2020.
Yeah,
2020
something like
last
that.
time he joined. And I think we will have a clear well for sure we will have a clear pack in the lead.
Oh yeah, by
It's
day
really
eight we'll
interesting.
have, yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause all four Both Yokozuna and both Ozeki won. Both Sekiwake won. Both Komusumi lost, but that's usual.
That's a Komusubi life. That's a Komusubi. I know it
Yeah.
well. I know it well.
That's true.
That is true. Komusubi is tough. So, you know,
yeah.
I understand why Wakamoto Haro and whoever the other Komusubi is. Who is the other Komusubi? I'm trying to find it in the Torikumi. Who's the other one?
It's Wakamoto Haru and Oho. Oho. Oho is getting
Hoshoryu.
Is
No,
getting
Onosato.
Tougher. Oho.
Onosato. Onosato Oho.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, they basically just switched. Yeah, that.
Yep. Basically.
Well, not really switched, but yeah. So yeah, we have a strong top, and I think the contenders in Maegashira are gonna basically eat themselves, eat each other. So I think we're gonna have a clear cut lead, not like we all often have, you know, bunch of guys at 7-1. I think we're gonna have a clear cut in who's gonna win.
Okay.
That's my call. That's my call.
And who's your call for the win after 14
the
more days of sumo? Who's
the
gonna be
whole
your
thing.
Yeah. Gamble. Do a little gamble here. Say who you think is gonna win.
Oh boy. You know what? I'm gonna give two guys. I hope. I don't think they will win. I want to see a bit more days, but two guys I hope that can win, and that would make it really fun. It's Kirishima, the Sekiwake.
Oh.
Because he's been looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I know he lost his first day, but it's Yoshino Fuji.
Okay.
Because he's looking strong, and I think he can surprise.
All right. Well, there are your Tamano Sato top picks for the usual. If they don't, they will be escorted out of the ring in shame. And Tamano Sato himself will be there present to do a big no-no in front of their faces.
Yeah. And I will tell them in French how badly they behaved.
Yes. tell Rikishi off in French. How do you say, like, I don't know. Tell if they don't make it, what would you say? Tell us in French now. What would you say?
I'm just gonna tell them tupu.
Tupu.
Which means you stink.
You stink? Wow, that's such a French thing to say.
Yeah.
And well, finishing off with the tupu, we'll be off this time. We'll catch you all after day 8, after the Emperor has seen the sumo, and we'll have our Nakabi picks for the usual, and we'll see how the week has gone. Until then, bye-bye, Tamalasaro.
Bye-bye.